yummy.
Welcome back in on a Friday night. It is week 11. It is the playoff preview show from Barrett Auto Center in Glenwood. Derek Martin with you. Going to wrap things up here in a little bit, get you set for our games that we are at tonight. I know you got used to that live scoreboard throughout the year. You're going to have to wait till 9:30 for the whole kit and caboodle. We do have, though, Underwood at West Line on KMA 960, Trainer at South Hardin on KMA FM and our KMA Extreme, and a couple of Missouri matchups on our KMA Extreme tonight as well. So let's get into them. First, though, let's start with 8-man District 5, where South Holt is on the road to St. Joe Christian, the classic 5-man district. South Holt was off last week, and now on the road to St. Joe Christian, head coach Josh Peterson.
You know, they're going to run triple option. They're good at it, and then their defense looks to be pretty solid. So, you know, we're hoping that the matchup that we have against them, that we're able to win offensively, we can get some momentum and we're able to run the ball. And then two, defensively, we have to play sound defense and we have to make tackles. They do have some athletes on the offensive side of the ball that run the ball really well in that triple option that Coach Schoonover has there. And, you know, if we can execute offensively blocking and we're able to run the ball and then defensively we're able to shut down their option, I like our chances to at least be competitive. But then again, it's also putting that we got to put four quarters of football together in order to win this game.
South Holt at St. Joe Christian tonight. Also on our KMA Extreme in District 6, it's the second iteration of the Atchison County Super Bowl. East Atchison going to Rockport. Dustin Piper, head coach for EA.
I mean, that's the one thing. You know, you don't have to say much more to get ready for the football game. We're playing Rockport Friday. When we played them the first time, we got smoked. Number one, we weren't ready to play. Number two, Tate Johnson did not play in the football game at all. Gavin Urban was hurt. We're not going to make excuses, but we were not at full strength that game. So we are going in. You know, we came in for film yesterday and said, you know, as a football team, we're as good as we can be right now. So we're healthy. Everyone's, you know, battling bumps and bruises here and there. But as far as us going into a football game as being, as good a football team as we can be, that's what we'll have going in Friday.
On the other side, you have Rockport head coach Dalton Jones.
For us, I mean, it's just we got to do our jobs. We got to win. You got to win. It's win or go home at this point. It's a rivalry game. I think, you know, they came off of a big win last Friday against Platte Valley. So I know their confidence will be up. And, you know, we've had time here to refresh and get ourselves ready to go off of a bye week. So I think for us it's just going to be about, you know, just going after it. I mean, just being physical up front with our offensive line, being physical with our defensive line and making tackles. They've got some good players. They're well coached. They're going to have a good game plan against us. So we just need to stay the course, do it one play at a time, and I think we'll be all right.
Dusty Scahill and Kent Larson, the play-by-play tonight on our KMA Extreme. That starts again at 7 o'clock. Also in District 6 on the other side, a rematch of Mound City, Nottoway Valley. That's on our KMA Extreme with Ethan Hewitt and Seth Morey. And we heard from both coaches there as well. Here's Taylor Standifer in the Mound City side.
We lost a couple scores earlier in the year. Our guys just got to come into this game with the right mindset. We've got to fix a few things since we played that game, execute a few things better offensively and defensively. They do a really good job with their pass game, finding some soft spots in our zone. So our guys have to do a good job of closing those zones down and making those windows tighter.
On the other side, the host, Nottoway Valley, led by Alan Calfee.
We thought they did a good job up front. They got some size, and they do a good job with their offense. It's tough to figure out who's got the football, and then their offense taking care of the football. And then the Raup kid does a really good job. If he gets into open space, he's as dangerous as anyone in our conference. Speed and ability to make kids miss.
Looking forward to hearing from Ethan Hewitt, Seth Morey on our KMA Extreme. That live page there, KMAland.com tonight for Mound City, Nottoway Valley. In District 7 tonight, Albany goes to Worth County. This is a second matchup between these two GRC foes as well. Albany head coach Doug Fountain with a look.
A stretch for us. That's a lot of maturing going on. Worth County is an extremely good team. One of the top teams in the state. Got a reputation that's well-earned. Very talented kids that play very physical and fast style. Coaching staff that does an excellent job with them, puts them in position to be successful, and knows how to use their pieces. They did get the best of us the first time we played them. A lot of that is because they earn stuff and they're talented enough and able to do those things. And then I thought when we made mistakes, they were catastrophic. And anytime you can't make mistakes against a team like that because they blow up in your face and gets them off and running. And that's what happened the first time we played them. So we've got to make sure that we are very disciplined and execute our game plan very well and not give them any extra inches that they don't need to get on their own.
And John Edwell, the head coach for Worth County, taking a look as well.
They're a well-coached team. And Doug does a good job with his offensive line. They put a double team at the point of attack and they pull people around. And they've got one of the top running backs in the state with the Mercer kid. And, they'll come right at you. And they've kind of got that little tight end that sits back on the backside. And when you kind of forget about him, they'll sneak him out and try to pick up some chunk yards that way. But they're just a solid team that just does their job. And that's what you can say about them is they do their job and they do their job well.
Albany at Worth County, we've got Todd Jacobson reporting for us tonight. Also in District 7, King City goes to Pattonsburg. King City lost this matchup earlier in the year. There were some different circumstances in that one. Todd Shiflett for the Wildcats.
That's always the case. We see a team multiple times. It's hard to beat a team twice. So I think some of the pressure there is on Pattonsburg. I feel confident with our group of guys and they feel like they got a little bit of revenge to get this week for what happened back in the middle of the season. So, yeah, I think it definitely helps that we've seen them once.
Also tonight in Class 3 District 8 in Missouri, Maryville hosting Pembroke Hill. Spoofhounds head coach Matt Webb.
Well, I think, Sam Knopic has been there and done a great job. You look at a team that, they're prepared to play in the playoffs. Last year, they lost in the to Lamar, a really good Class 2 football team. They moved up to Class 3 this year, and they won their district last year and were the one seed, won their district very convincingly, and then lost in the quarterfinal round 24-13 to a very good Lamar football team, a great program, and Sam does a great job. Those kids are coached up. They played some really tough opponents this year, and they had a good win last week against Kansas City Central, and so they're polished and ready to go, and they'll come in and have a mindset to win in the playoffs.
In Class 4 District 8, Savannah hosts Smithville this evening. Savannah head coach Anthony Hayes.
Played them last year in the district semifinal, and it was an 11-10 game, so I think we're both football programs that like to run the ball, play great defense, be sound in every aspect, and we're expecting a battle. We respect the heck out of them and the way they do things, and we know that it's not going to be one of those deals where we can find some weaknesses here or there to exploit. That we're just going to have to play really good, sound, fundamental football on both sides of the ball and in special teams to give ourselves a chance. We feel like this is maybe one of the biggest matchups in the state of Missouri in the playoffs next week, and we're excited to host that and have that atmosphere, and we really want to bring this one home for the home crowd.
We'll have Matt Bue as a reporter from that one. Nebraska tonight, Class A state quarterfinals. Kearney's at Omaha Westside, Elkhorn South at Millard South, Millard North at Papio South, and Lincoln East at Creighton Prep. In Class B, Seward at Waverly, Bennington at Elkhorn North, Gretna hosts York, Scott Catholic at Gretna East. In C1, two KMA land teams matching up. Syracuse at Ashland Greenwood. We heard from both sides this week. Gabe Mintz, head coach for the Rockets.
They have a rich history. They're coached very well. A lot of great athletes, all those things. And so it's going to take a good week again, a focused effort, watching a lot of film, their quarterback can sling it around. He had a pretty good night the other night. So it's just going to take a really great week again. But again, all that aside, we're going to celebrate where we're at. I mean, these kids, haven't been in this position, obviously, in their 4 years, these seniors anyway. And so we're gonna enjoy this and focus on the things that we need to do this week to prepare for Friday.
And on the Ashland Greenwood side, Ryan Thompson, his team in a familiar spot, going for another victory.
Just a very well-coached team. They're very physical, very aggressive on both sides of the ball. You know, we're going to see a more unique offense than we've seen all year with their double wing rushing attack that just, you know, kind of frustrates and makes defenses kind of get a little jumpy just because they're so methodical and those guys run it at a very high level. We're just going to have to be patient with that. Their defense, again, they just fly around. They take away space in a hurry. And it's just going to be a great challenge, as we expect, with eight teams remaining.
We'll have Kurt Mannion on hand reporting from that one. Also in Class C1, Mount Michael Benedictine at Wahoo, Fort Calhoun at Sydney, Aurora at Columbus Catholic. In C2, it's Ord at Central Catholic. Also Archbishop Bergen at Grand Island Central Catholic. Malcolm's at Kearney Catholic and Utan at Bishop Newman. In D1, Pender at Shelby Rising City, Hemingford at Crofton, Bridgeport at Sandy Creek, and Plainview at Dundee County Stratton. In D2, Lawrence Nelson goes to Howells Dodge, Sandhill Stedford's at St. Mary's, Why Not at Hitchcock County, and Archangels Catholic at Central Valley. And then in sixth player, the second round matchups, eight quarterfinal matchup, Silver Lake at Garden County, Layton at Stewart, also Sumner Eddyville Miller at Southwest, and Wallace at Red Cloud. That does it for our preview show. Lots of great football coming up tonight on KMA 960, Underwood at West Lyon, Trainer at South Hardin, Mound City at Nottoway Valley, East Atchison at Rockport. Stay tuned for all of it.